listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
2 weeks ago, we asked the question, is it the federal government's job to provide everything for you? And we talked about how Governor Cuomo blamed Donald Trump for people dying and said if the federal government doesn't provide ventilators for the state of New York, that it will be Donald Trump's fault. And we asked the question, is it the federal government's job to provide ventilators for the state of New York, or for any state for that matter? In fact, is it, what role should the federal government play? How large should government be? What should government do? Well, to answer these questions, we started looking at the Bible. That's the first place, and that's an awesome place to begin. And really, it's where we should base our views. We should base our views on the Bible. The Bible speaks to all areas of life, including government. So it's not just about my relationship with God, my relationship with other people, but it's also, God also deals with not only individuals, but families, churches, and cities, states, and nations. And we can read the Bible, and we can see what the Bible has to say about these things. And we're going to continue looking at the Bible on these issues and continue to ask some questions and to look, and we're going to do some reviewing, but you can go and view the previous sermon that was preached. You can view that on our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. Also, you can also go to our website, covenanttabernacle.com. God's people, God had delivered Israel out of slavery. You would think that they would be ecstatic that he had delivered them out of slavery, and that they would trust him and fully believe that he could actually provide for them, that he could meet their needs, that he could give them the land. But we know that they didn't do that. They said, the spies, there were the two good spies, Joshua and Caleb, and then there were 10 spies that said, hey, the land is great. The land does flow with milk and honey, but there's giants there, and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. We can't take the land. And so the children of Israel were fearful, and they had to roam through the wilderness for 40 days or for 40 years. One of the things that happened is that God gave them food every day. Manna, all they had to do was go out and collect it. But they got tired of that. By the way, they were free men. They used to be slaves, but they were free. But they actually started craving the types of food that they used to eat when they were slaves. And they said in Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 6, now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel again wept and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish that we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. And so the children of Israel actually longed for the benefits of slavery and desired the benefits of slavery over freedom. And here in America, we see some of the same types of things happening. We have had a free country. We've had a country where you could literally go, and many people have, go from being poor, dirt poor, having nothing, not even always having enough food, to actually being very wealthy. And yet we see people crying out for socialism, crying out for the government to provide everything for them, crying out really and willing to give up freedom so that we can have the benefits of slavery. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page where you can not only hear the show but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. And of course, sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer problems over there. Of course, we'll always verbally describe everything here on the radio for those that are just listening to the radio. We also want to let you know that today is Saturday, and A Faster PC on Saturdays has technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. So we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. Again, that's 7190 South US 1. And we're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions. So, you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. Computer problems? You need A Faster PC.
Okay, Brian, you're on. Go ahead, Brian. Brian.
Yes. Yes.
There we are. There we are.
Yeah. So yeah. Some reason during the break we cut out, and then we came back, and for some reason my mic was muted on Skype. Don't know how that happened, but hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We are getting the live Facebook video going as well, and they actually one of the things Facebook is changing things just a little bit, just one more time. So So we're working on getting that, but we are here ready to answer your questions. And I know we do have in here, we do have Alan Love with us today. Yeah, say hello, Alan.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, so Alan, I know we were talking about actually cloud computing and what cloud computing is, and of course we're here to answer your questions. So any questions you have, it doesn't matter what the question is, what we're going over, just give us a call and we will actually go over that right now. So go ahead, give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. But what we wanted to do is actually go over what cloud computing is and also how you can actually get that, or how you can utilize cloud computing. We'll talk about some of the ways that I use cloud computing as well. And what Cliff Alan, what is your idea of what cloud computing is? Do you have an idea of what that is?
Well, about the only thing I know about it is it saves what is on your computer, or if something you want to save. And that's why I basically asked you if we could talk about that today, Brian. I am very much unknowledgeable about cloud computing, although with all the rain we've had, I'm very knowledgeable about the different types of clouds that bring rain to us, like cumulonimbus.
Yes, yes, we have had our share of clouds. I mentioned that I run, and one of the things that one of the things that happens when you run, well, you know, there's some of the places where I run, I actually run in the savannas. And this past Tuesday, I ran in the savannas, and it was quite interesting, because I started out dodging mud puddles and then dodging mud puddles and then going through 1 inch of water and then going through ankle deep water. And at one point, I was actually going through knee deep water. And we've had a lot of rain since then, so we definitely have had a lot of rain, but with cloud computing, you know, obviously we're talking about different types of clouds. Alan likes to joke about various things quite often. If you know Alan, you know that you probably have. So I know some of you guys listen to the Team Artech show. And you know, he actually is on that show. So one of the things though that we want to just say with cloud computing, you kind of think, well, the clouds, where are the clouds? The clouds are up in the sky, right? So with cloud computing, that really is what we're looking at is it's your data is stored in the cloud, and there are various types of cloud computing, and some of it, I know you were talking earlier about does it cost money for cloud computing, and some cloud computing, a lot of cloud computing, they give you a certain amount for free. And of course, they're kind of hoping that you'll need more and want more and use more. So that's something that you get with cloud computing. So this is actually what cloud computing is. With cloud computing, I actually use cloud computing, and I know some people we've talked to some of our customers about cloud computing. In fact, I was talking to a customer just, 2 days ago, was talking to a customer that uses actually or has a lot of pictures, and she doesn't want to lose these pictures. You know, you kind of think about pictures. You're never going to get those same pictures back again. Even if you were to go to the same location with the same people and stage the same picture, it's going to be different. You're going to look different, especially if you have young kids. They're going to look different. They're going to be bigger, probably. It's very difficult to get the same, to reproduce the same picture. So, there's different lighting, there's different conditions. Sometimes it's just, you get that perfect picture, and you don't want to lose that. And there are some times where you actually have certain people, maybe the person's not alive anymore. Well, you obviously can't go back and reproduce that picture. The only thing you could do, if you have pictures from someone else, or if you've sent them from someone else, you might be able to reproduce them. But a lot of people are using cloud storage for that purpose. So again, think of it like this. Your computer is here on Earth. Cloud storage is kind of up here above your computer. It's not literally in the sky, but it's basically you're sending your data, which are files, which are Word documents, Excel documents, maybe your accounting software, your pictures, up to and even not only pictures but also videos, up to a server that is somewhere at a higher level than your computer and on the internet. And so that way, basically you're relying on someone else. You're placing your data in someone else's hands, and it's an issue where basically you want to be able to trust that company to take care of your data. Trust issues is one thing. And by the way, not only is data stored in the cloud, but there are actually, one of the things that happens with the cloud is there are servers that run in the cloud. There are programs that people run in the cloud. So this is something that you definitely, we'll talk a little bit more about this, throughout the show. And of course, we're here to answer your questions as well. But one of the things that we'll do also is we'll talk, and I'll actually show you on my screen. And that's one of the things we do have the live video going on Facebook. One of the things that we can actually do is show you the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. And I'll actually show you some of the files that I have and how I'm actually working to take those and get those files backed up by the cloud so that I can actually go back to a previous version if I make a mistake, which sometimes I make mistakes. So, I think quite a few people actually make mistakes quite often. So we're actually going to take a break here. Here heard every Saturday. Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your question, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also wanted to, I know, Alan, you had a question, and I'll let you ask that question.
Okay, Brian, you mentioned in the last segment that you go through a company to set up a cloud account. How do you know whether a company is good? How do you contact them? What do they do for you? And then once you get your cloud account, how do you access your information on the cloud? And is that information encrypted so nobody else can see it if you don't want them to?
Well, that That's actually a good question. Those are both good questions. One of the things is that you want to kind of look at, you know, first of all, companies that provide cloud storage. One of the big companies that provides cloud storage is Microsoft. And with Windows 10, all Windows 10 computers come with OneDrive installed. And by default, if you're using a Microsoft account, or you at least log into OneDrive with Microsoft, a Microsoft account, then you actually can get 5 gigabytes of storage space for free. Also, Google Google is another cloud provider. They provide, I believe, 15 gigabytes of storage for free. There's also Dropbox, and Dropbox does provide 2 gigabytes of storage space for free. Of course, there's a lot of cloud backup programs out there. Acronis is providing cloud backup. Seagate, Western Digital, the traditional hard drive companies are providing cloud backup. I think it is important to consider when you're thinking about, if you're thinking about going to the cloud. By the way, I have a friend. He's no longer alive, but when he was alive, he had a medical practice, and he had his data. He was using OneDrive. And by the way, with OneDrive, you can also, if you upgrade to Office 365, you get 100 gigabytes of cloud storage. So it upgrades it from 5 gigabytes to 100 gigabytes. So that's something that you'll want to just remember. In fact, by the way, a few years ago there was a major virus that came out, and when the virus came out, Microsoft's shares tanked initially. And I know, because I was actually just starting to trade options at the time. And I had a position on Microsoft at the time. It was a bullish position where I'm actually selling a put and buying a put further out of the money, and in hopes that that Microsoft would go up, and it had been going up. So, but when this news came out that the virus actually that there was a virus out there, Microsoft actually their shares went down significantly. Then the next trading day, which I believe was over the weekend, news came out that Windows 10 wasn't affected by the virus, and that a lot of people were upgrading to Windows 10. And when people upgrade to Windows 10, a lot of those people sign up with Office 365. So what happened was their shares actually increased. Their shares actually went up the next trading day. So it was an interesting experience, but Microsoft is a big player in cloud. Again, Dropbox will give you 2 gigabytes if you refer people, and they sign up with a link that you provide. I think they'll give you an extra 500 megabytes. All of these companies, by the way, Apple. If you have an Apple phone, they give you, I believe, 5 gigabytes of cloud storage, and you can actually back up your pictures on your phone to cloud storage, and that kind of one of the things that does is it frees up memory on your phone. But if you have a big phone, you have a lot of memory, you take a lot of pictures, and you never take them off of the iCloud, you can use up that storage space. And all of these companies that give you a certain amount free, they're kind of hoping that you'll need more and that you'll pay them a monthly fee for usage of more. And again, you were talking, Alan, about security. And whenever you send your data up to the cloud, one of the things that you have to kind of think about is your data is going to the cloud. And going to the cloud, you're entrusting your data to someone else. Now, their servers may be in the United States. Maybe they have some servers, And really, they're probably going to have servers in a few different places, and your data is probably going to be in a few different places. Just know this. If you're ever involved in any lawsuit and the opposing party wants to subpoena your information, they could actually do that. And, of course, the cloud company would actually give them your information without you even knowing that that has happened. It's very possible that you could have an employee that's maybe unscrupulous, or maybe he's getting paid more by someone else to actually take your data and sell it, compromise it. Hackers are always trying to get into, they're not only trying to get into your computer, they're also trying to get into Microsoft's computer and Dropbox's computer. Hey, they broke into Equifax's computer. That's pretty big to break into Equifax's computer. And so this is something that definitely you've got to think about. And I personally don't put anything on the cloud that is financially sensitive, or even sensitive as far as like information that like I know, for instance, certain doctors have patient patient doctor information that you just don't want to have shared. I'm a pastor in addition to a computer technician. If I were counseling someone about a certain situation and I had something written up on that, I wouldn't really want that to be on the cloud. If it were my tax documents, I really wouldn't want those to be on the cloud, because again, if it just places that document somewhere else where it can be compromised. But the cloud can be very beneficial, and we'll talk about some of the ways that the cloud can be beneficial. I mentioned that I actually trade options, and I do this in addition to working on computers and being a pastor. I actually invest in options, and I'm doing so. You know, a lot of times when people think of options, basically it's an option to either purchase or sell a stock or an index at a certain price up to a certain time. A lot of people think, well, that's kind of risky. Well, there are ways to do it where it isn't risky, and I really employ some of those ways where I have some protection and where it's not risky. One of the things, my files change several times a day, and sometimes I make a mistake. And if I don't have a real-time backup of every version of the file, then if I make a mistake, I really don't know what my P&L is on the trade. And so what I can do sometimes, and I use Dropbox for this, Dropbox stores all my options files, option profiles, and every change that I make, when I save it, it stores that version, and I can actually go back to that version, to a previous version, to a previous version. And I can see, Alan, that you have a question, it looks like.
But we're going to a break, Brian, so I'll ask it after the break. Okay?
Well, we have a few minutes still.
Oh, we still do. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a question at this point, Brian, but you said that when you trade options, there are ways of not making it risky. Well, I was in the investment business with clients, and I think what you mean is there's always going to be risk in any trading, but what you're doing is trying to mitigate as much risk as possible.
Yes. So what it is trading with probability on your side. So that's what I meant by saying, and really I should say reducing the risk, because there's always a risk, but there are ways to actually continue to work on the trade and to adjust the trade and to modify the trade so that eventually maybe not as quickly as you thought it would be profitable, but eventually you can work that trade into a profit.
Well, so, Brian, what I wanted to, if we can get back to the cloud here, is you said Google offers you 15 gigabytes free. So let's say I have some data or things that I want to put up on the cloud, and I want to do it through Google since they give you the most free. How do I do that? How do I contact them? What do I need to do? And then once I get a Google account, how do I actually send my data to that account? And then the final question is, how do I retrieve it?
Yeah, so what happens with each of these programs, and what we'll have to do maybe next week, we'll actually go through the process of installing Google Drive on my computer, and I'll show the steps to do that. But what I'll do here today is just demonstrate with Dropbox. So I actually have, and a lot of our customers have Dropbox, and my Dropbox actually doesn't show up over here in the programs that are running, but it actually is running. I'm not sure why it doesn't show up. Quite a few of our clients have Dropbox, and in fact, a lot of computers come with Dropbox already installed, pre-installed on the computer, so that they're kind of hoping, and they'll give you, I think, 20 gigabytes for free for a year or something with a computer. Well, they're hoping that you'll continue, that you'll utilize that space, and that you'll continue, and that you'll pay them the following year, and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that, and so on and so forth. But what happens with Dropbox, and I have it installed on my computer, and let me switch over real quick to a full screen just to show you what happens when you have Dropbox. And really, Google Drive is similar. And also, in addition to Google Drive, Microsoft OneDrive is similar as well. So if we go to the C drive on the computer, and then to the users folder. Now, by the way, if someone has Windows XP, you would be looking at documents and settings. But from Windows Vista on up to Windows 10, it's the users folder. And then you're going to have your particular user profile. So mine is Brian HL. So I go into there. There's a Dropbox folder. So what I actually did, and you see I also have downloads, I also have documents, I have desktop, and I have music, and I have OneDrive as well, but pictures, videos. So these are all locations where you can potentially store your data. Now, the only data that's backed up to Dropbox is the data that's in the Dropbox folder. And we'll show you in just, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, but when we come back, I'll actually show you how I actually got my data into Dropbox. We'll also demonstrate how I can actually go to Dropbox's website and I can access the files that have been backed up and go back and get different versions of those files and get those restored. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your questions, your computer questions. I mean, we could answer other questions, but, you know, we're here to answer computer questions. And the number to get your questions answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. So we want to just encourage you, pick up the phone and dial that number, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get your computer questions answered. Also, in the shop, we have, you can also go to our Facebook page. You can either go to facebook.com. Search for a faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. That's how you'll know you're at the right page. Or you can go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a faster PC radio. That takes you directly to our Facebook page where you can hear the show and see the show. And you know, if you've missed any part of this show, you can head over there after the show's over. You can watch the show. You can watch last week's show, the week before that, so on and so forth. And sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer questions. But you know what? This is the last segment of today's show. So if you want to have your computer questions answered and you haven't done that yet, well, either type your questions into the comment section or the number to dial to get your questions answered again is 772-340-1590. And we want to remind you that technicians are standing by ready to resolve computer problems. We're located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, one light north of Prima Vista. That's 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So pick up the phone, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. That's right. You do need a faster PC. We are here ready to answer your questions. And so give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, one of the things that we were talking before the last break, we were talking a little bit about the Dropbox and how you can get your files that you want to back up over to Dropbox. And I'm going to switch back over to full screen and go back over and continue showing you how I actually did this. So what happened was And you can do this really with any files. My options files are stored by default in my documents folder, in a subfolder inside of my documents folder. Well, what you can do with Windows is you can actually move your documents folder or your downloads folder or your music folder or your pictures folder or your videos folder, any of your folders. I particularly don't typically keep my documents, most of my documents, in the documents folder. I typically use different folders that I've created that are in different locations. So the files that I have in the documents folder are not files really that I care about if anyone sees them. In fact, the options files, even though you could say, well, it's financial information, well, kind of. It doesn't show how much money I have in the position. It does show the profit and loss of one contract, and it doesn't show what I've done in the past or what I'm going to do in the future. It doesn't show how much money's in the account. It just shows the profit and loss of one position at one given point in time. What you can do with these documents or these folders, let's say you wanted to move your documents folder into Dropbox or into OneDrive or your pictures. You can do this really with any of these. You just right-click on the folder itself, go down to Properties and left-click. So what we're going to do is, let me see. I'm actually is possible because that I've already moved this. See that this is actually just a shortcut now. I've already moved it over to that location. Okay, so we do have a caller on hold. We're going to go to the caller and we'll come back to this. If we don't get back to it in time, you know, we'll cover that next week. But we're going to go to the lines. I'm not sure the name of the person on the line, but we have you on the line. We're ready to answer your computer questions. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Brian, this is David.
Yes.
And my question is really not on topic.
That's okay. It can be on anything.
Problem with my PC dropping my copier.
Okay.
And I have uninstalled and reinstalled, and it'll stay there for a while, and then all of a sudden it'll say it's not connecting. And I have a docking station where I hook it up. Hold on a second. Let me take you off the of this blue
okay.
Because I'm getting reverb.
Yeah. So what David was saying, we'll just reiterate until he comes back here. But he was just saying that he's having some problems with his printer, that he installs it and it works for a little while and then it stops working. And so David, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you can continue on.
It'll work fine for a week or two, and then all of a sudden it'll just drop it, and I'll go to print something, and it'll tell.
Okay, so one of the things that happens with printers is this printer connected via USB or via the network?
Well, it was I do it both. I because I move my laptop around and my
okay.
Docking station, it'll go with the USB.
Okay.
And,
yeah. So
if I got it in the kitchen, we work off the Bluetooth on the printer.
So you're working off Bluetooth on the printer. Are you sure about that? Bluetooth or is it wireless, like connecting to your router? Where the printer connects to your router and your computer connects to your router and it prints that way.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that happens when your computer, and let me just go over, show a full screen, and we'll go and look at printers. My computer actually, sometimes I actually go, I do all the printer installs for Ball Business Products. And sometimes when we go in and do those printer installs, I have to join their network and say that I want to share files. And what happens is I get printers installed on my computer that aren't my printer. And so I'll be able to demonstrate this and just show you what's happening. When you have, you see quite a few printers, and yeah, again, these aren't all mine. But what happens when you have a network printer? That network printer has an IP address. And by default, a lot of times, that IP address is assigned by your router. And your computer has software on it that actually keeps track of where that IP address is. And with an IP address, you can kind of think about that as the address of your house. And you can imagine if you were to tell someone to send you a letter, but yet your address, the street number actually changed every day. So one day you're 5402, the next day you're 7124, the next day you might be something else. It would be very difficult to send you a letter. Well, that's kind of what happens with printers. The address will change from time to time, and sometimes your computer will actually be printing directly to an IP address. And if the IP address is not static, the IP address changes. And what we like to do when there's a problem like that is we like to actually log into the printer. And I don't know, I know that there is a printer here. And we're over at Alan and Nancy's doing the show here. But I don't recall, I'm not sure what the IP address is right offhand. But typically you can go to the printer control panel and you can typically have it print out a network test page. That network test page will tell you what the IP address is. What you can then do is launch your browser. Go to a new tab in your browser. And from the new tab, you'll actually type the address of the printer. And I'm actually, again, connected. Well, we're connected to an AT&T modem, so I know that unless the IP address is changed, which I don't think it is, the IP address of the modem is going to be 192.168.1.254. So I can actually click that. It'll actually launch the modem page. Now, there's also the wireless network name shows up. If I were logged into this, I could actually see the wireless network password. Most likely that's actually printed on the modem itself, which again, some people can change those, but you can also, one of the things you can do from your router, whether it's a modem or a router, a lot of times you can go in here and you have a device list. This will actually show you the devices that are connected, and let's see here. So there's Alan Love's notebook. Here's an Android phone. Here's a Galaxy phone. Here's an iPhone. Here's a computer, a laptop. There's an Epson. Here's a printer. So I'll be able to actually to show you this. So the printer, an Epson printer, it's actually at 192.168.1.91. Now that's a dynamic address. And by the way, if you're going to do this, you would really want to go into the modem here and or the router. If you have a separate router, you would want to make sure that the IP address that you assign as a static IP address, that the modem or router is not going to assign that same address to another device. But what we're going to do here is we're going to actually type in that address. It's going to launch the Epson interface where I can actually see the information. Now, there is a way here, because this is like a basic view. And let me see if it's DNX proxy setup. There's a way. Okay, so here we go. But that's just DNS server. This is just like basic settings. There actually is a way to go into here, and it's possible that in this browser, sometimes some browsers, the web interface doesn't work quite right. Let me go into Internet Explorer and see if it works a little bit better in Internet Explorer. So, but basically what we're going to want to do is to go in here. We're going to want to change the IP address to a static IP address. And again, change the router, make sure that the router is not going to assign that address. Also, then we can, let's say we're going to use 192.168.1.250. So we're going to do that, and we've set the printer at that address. We're kind of running out of time, so I'm not going to have time to show the whole step. But what you can do, you can go to one of the printers that you have installed, right-click on it, and this is in the control panel under Devices and Printers. Right-click, go down to Printer Properties. From Printer Properties, when that comes up, you see it's offline. Okay, so we're going to go to Ports, and you see there's a whole bunch of WSD. Those are just software ports that keep track of the address, but they don't work all the time. So what we'll do is we'll click add a port, add a standard TCP IP port, and click next. And then we're going to click next again. We're going to go ahead and type that address. So the one I just told you was 192.168.1.250. Go ahead and click next, and it will install the port, and then we'll apply it. We'll be able at this point to go ahead and should be able to print directly to it. And of course, I know we went over that pretty quickly, but if you have additional questions, you can give us a call. 878-5978 is our number. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is It the Federal Government's Job to Provide Everything for You? Part 2. We'll look at what God says in the Bible and apply it to this subject. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.